This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's Perfect Strangers, Jonas Blue featuring JP Cooper. It is a Friday morning. Touch Central FM, CliffCentral.com. That's what we do. That's how we do it. Hey, Pashida. I see Pashida's here this morning. She's busy getting ready for things. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I think I might have someone here who's as happy as you are. And she's into spreading happiness as much as you are as well.
Yes,
hey,
it's
Vuyina.
A little movement.
Yeah, it's amazing. How are you? Good, good, good. Make yourself comfortable. Sit down. Did you meet Pashida, who's the only person in the world who might be as happy as you are? Yeah, really. Let me turn on your microphone here. I don't know why I've got Mubs on a different mic, and I got you over here, and all kinds of things. It's craziness. Are you having a happy Friday so far?
I'm having a fantastic Friday, thanks.
Very good. So the song that you've done is called I Know.
Yes.
And you just decided that music is the best way to express yourself.
Yeah.
And you feel people are unhappy and they need to be cheered up and they need to be made to feel good about the world because the world is great.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, tell me about how this all came about.
Well, I've noticed a lot lately that in pop music especially, people tend to write about love. Like, I love a guy, I love a girl. So I wanted to do something that was very different and write about a friend, like a friend going through something tough. And with I Know, I wanted to be able to help them through that tough period. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What kind of inspired you to do all of this? Were you just... you saw a gap in the market, or did you decide that you needed to change things?
Well, I've always loved music and I always wanted to be able to help people through music, like music has helped me. So that was kind of the main reason why I decided to do write I Know. And yeah,
tell me about your life. Like, where are you from and what kind of a childhood did you have, and where are you at school and all that kind of thing?
Well, I was born here in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
I live with my mother, who is a domestic worker.
Okay.
And I live with the family that she works with, who are an amazing family, might I add.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Edenville High. I'm still in grade 11, 17.
Okay.
My family's originally from the Eastern Cape.
All right.
So, yeah.
And you didn't know your dad at all, right?
Nope.
And you've always called your mum Angel's husband Daddy. What is that all about?
My mom's boss, Angela, her husband.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
I've always called him Daddy since I was like really
Oh, right. Okay, so he's like almost but this is almost like a surrogate family to you as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool because, you know, you often hear these stories about people and, you know, they don't get along and the domestic worker hates the people they work for and all that kind of thing. And their kids obviously hate them too because they feel they share their mom with them.
Yeah.
But you don't have any of that.
No, I'm extremely lucky in that sense.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, only in South Africa could we have these very complex and interesting social structures, huh?
Yeah.
It makes life exciting.
Yeah, interesting.
So what do you like at school? Are you very academic?
Yeah, in some of the subjects, I'm very academic. Like the subjects that I really like, example, business and geography and stuff like that. I'm pretty academic. Yeah, I try hard.
How did music come into it?
Music came in, I think, at about 13, when I decided that I didn't really want to do anything else with my life, and music was the way I wanted to go. So that's when I started writing and started posting YouTube videos, actually. I started posting videos on YouTube.
That's the way to get famous these days. Telling you.
Yeah, so that's kind of the way it all started.
And you said earlier that you'd like to write a song about your friends and the stuff that they go through.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things have your friends been going through that you feel...
I mean, being a teenager, 17 years old, a lot of your friends are in relationships.
Yeah.
So they tend to go through a lot of breakups, and sometimes people have family problems. So
sure, so you just want them to feel like somebody cares, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right, very good. Now, what are you going to do after school? Have you decided?
I wanted to study marketing, but I think I'll see how the music industry goes and how they accept me if they do.
Well, you've come to the right place. Let's tell her about the music industry, Mubs. It's a cutthroat, mean business. No, it is. It's very tough. I mean, to sell music now, you really have to be extraordinary. And even when you are, you're not going to sell like they used to, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult business. But hey, if you've got your heart set on it, that's good enough. You may just make it.
Yeah.
You never know. And you got brothers and sisters?
I do. I have two brothers and two sisters.
Wow.
All older than me. Yeah.
Sure. So you're the little baby.
Little baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you told your mom that you want to go into music, did she start crying immediately and she thought, oh no, God, I'm going to have to pay for this for the rest of my life?
No, not at all. She actually didn't want me to do music at the
beginning. Of course she didn't. Yeah. She's a smart woman.
She wanted me to do, like, becoming like a doctor or something like
right.
proper profession. But at like 14, she accepted that this is like something that I really, really want to do and something that I'm extremely passionate about. So that's when she started opening up to the idea and more accepting of it.
Well, you sound like a little ray of light.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you. And you, I said earlier that your name,
Awuvuyina.
I got it right just now. Awuvuyina.
Yes.
Which actually means, are you happy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your job here this morning is to make us all happy. I'm going to play your song.
Okay.
And everybody's going to get a taste of what a positive human being you are.
Yeah.
What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
And she's sweet, Mubs.
Of course she is.
Absolutely. If we could have 10 of you for every miserable person in this country, we'd be a very happy place. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There we go. Listen to this, everybody. This is the song that she's written. You wrote this?
Co-written by Greg Carlin and Ruby Gill.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your inspiration in this?
My friends, honestly.
That you've been heard more than once before. Before.
Very, very good. It's this is from Vuyina. She's at high school. She's just written an amazing song, co-written this song. Beautiful. It's called I Know. Flax, you may have discovered somebody here.
I feel like Scooter Braun just discovering Justin Bieber.
This is good, dude. Really, I don't think I'm exaggerating. Everybody else in the office seems to agree. Wow. All right. It is Friday morning. It's the 28th of October. Wow. It's just this weekend and one day on Monday. And then October is a thing of the past. Before you know it, you're in the last 2 months of the year.
Yay!
Downhill, baby, all the way to Christmas. What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? Why?
Why?
No. You want to know?
Yes.
From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more, iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with more reliable connectivity and the necessary support and backup. iConnect is your answer, all delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iConnectSA.co.za for more information. That's iConnectSA.co.za, the one provider to manage all your communications. Take a big deep breath. We'll play that game later on with Kat and O'Neill. We're not in a hurry to do that. We'll take your calls, your messages, your emails, your tweets, everything. This is from Gokul, says, Gareth and team, my parents regularly save up and buy Krugerrand coins. They buy them and keep them in a bank locker. Is there a way to expose yourself to the gold price without actually having to buy gold? They feel the stock markets are too risky and they only want to invest in gold. Isn't that interesting?
I mean, I suppose Anthea would be the right person to ask that question.
Save it for Anthea. That's a good idea. You know what? I'm going to save that for Anthea. Yeah. Wait. I have a bet. I think I'm going to save that question for Anthea.
No, but what I said makes far more sense.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, we should obviously save it for Anthea rather.
No, Ben, you have a different opinion.
Well, I think that on Monday, probably 6:45, we should save it for Anthea.
I didn't see.
Because you know that Anthea always says that gold is for pirates.
Yes.
Sometimes I think Anthea just has, like, she just makes cliches up. She dazzles us with these one-liners.
I've never heard Anthea say that gold is for pirates. Have I not been paying attention?
Shows how much you listen, my buddy.
And then this one comes from Kate. She says, morning, Cliff Central team. Just affirming I love you. Today I'm in East London, early beach walk, and then I walk home and I listen online. And I listen to you guys all day. Thank you for making it so easy on my terms when I want to listen. Hugs and keep your eye on the Rand and share your insight from Kate. Isn't that nice? And she loves Justice Malala on a Thursday. He'll be back next Thursday. Flax has got some info on Halloween. Do you want to hear this?
Oh.
Because it's this weekend, right?
It is that time of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
And I think Halloween has been growing a
Elohim.
Lot. Elohim.
Yeah.
Has been growing a lot in this country, it would seem.
Yeah, my brother was telling me that my nephew, who's now what, almost three?
Oh.
He is going trick-or-treating in our neighborhood. But the bad news is, because I live in that neighborhood, now that means I've got to provide sweets to these little brats.
Well, you can, okay, yeah.
So now I've got to, I suppose it's tomorrow. Maybe I just won't be home.
Just leave like a little bucket outside.
Is that what you do?
And then the kids can fight with the ants for it.
What do I have to do here?
I can picture a kid coming up to Gara's house and being like, trick or treat, can I have something good to eat? And he's like, ah, shit, it's Halloween. Here's an iPhone cable.
Yeah, you know what, Flex? I think you might be right.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Imagine poor child comes up to my door.
The old complex that I used to stay in, what they would do is the body corporate would send out a letter a few days before Halloween to say, if you do not want to be disturbed by the trick-or-treating children, please just put up a nice note on your door and then people will know to skip your door.
So Mabali put a note on her door saying,
It wasn't a nice note.
I'm an actual witch. Stay the hell away from me. Children.
Or I'll turn you into a toad.
I shall turn you into a toad, small children.
I've got something here which is very depressing. It's an actual statement issued by an American campus about the do's and don'ts of Halloween costumes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so this is what you must not do for Halloween.
I was offended.
Avoid negative stereotypes and hurtful messages.
Oh.
You must ask yourself, does your costume make fun of people, cultures, or campus organizations? Then don't use that costume. It must not portray someone, person, or culture in a disrespectful, hurtful, or inaccurate way.
Grab them by the pussy. Huh?
You must not change the color of your skin to emulate a culture to which you do not belong. You may not.
Okay.
You may not invite debate or controversy that may instigate others to retaliate or cause you harm.
This is like a children's thing.
Yeah.
But what if those people retaliating are just doing so because they've been drinking a lot?
Yeah.
Not because of your costume.
No.
You must also leave dangerous or confusing props at home. The use of toy guns or weapons can be alarming to those in crowds, and some venues may not let you in.
Hmm.
So there goes all the fun out of Halloween.
Wow, they really have stifled and destroyed just about any sense of slight sarcasm, irony, humor. Isn't it sad?
I saw a tweet not too long ago of a guy who made a makeshift bomb vest using Coke bottles, and they were strapped to his chest and torso.
I love it.
Can't
and
do that.
People were saying that is a very bad idea. If you go through with it, make sure that you are very, very white.
I was offended.
So that the authorities don't confuse you
and arrest
for a
you.
Suicide bomber.
Power, right. Akbar, death to America.
But basically, I can't go as Harambe either because firstly, I'm not from the ape family, so I'll be offending the apes.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I'll offend the zookeepers too.
But
how upset they are about Harambe.
Harambe, that's a good costume, right?
I think it's brilliant.
Harambe's really a good costume. I remember when Prince Harry got all that shit for dressing up like a Nazi. And, you know, while Nazis are easily the most horrible kind of human that have ever existed, you're making fun of them. It's not like you're deciding that you want to support the Nazis. I mean, what kind of people are unable to appreciate that dressing up as someone, like if you dress up as Robin Hood, that doesn't mean you're going to go around shooting arrows into people's heads and stealing their money. You're dressing up as Robin Hood. If you dress up as Hitler, that doesn't mean you support Hitler. Maybe you want to do a tap dance in a Hitler outfit. Mel Brooks did that in a movie. Nobody screamed, that's offensive. If you want to dress up as, I don't know, a camel, and some people find that offensive because they're from the Middle East and their primary relationship was with their camel, you shouldn't have to go and change your outfit. Let's all just learn again to laugh at each other and have a sense of humor. All this offense. So you're offended. Big deal. You're offended. Wah. Right? Get on with it. What are you, 10?
12.
10?
12.
I said 10.
12. You stupid bastard.
All right, thank you. Flax, you in to tell us about Halloween?
Yeah, we should make our own list of do's and don'ts in South Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you go trick-or-treating tonight, you should take with mace or something.
Why?
just like crime outside. You're now walking the streets.
I don't think it's...
Flex, when last were you affected by crime?
Yeah, and when last did you hit the streets?
And how many times have you been affected by crime?
See, I'm very aware of my surroundings and that, and I don't go into places I don't know.
No,
I
answering my question. How many times have you actually been directly affected by crime?
Twice. Three times.
Okay.
Everybody in this country has, but I mean, I think we do have a healthy level of paranoia.
We definitely have a healthy level of paranoia. And you all, like, count yourself lucky that you're not a woman, Flex.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. Okay, everybody calm down.
Oh,
so,
okay, all right.
Halloween, is this even a big thing? You know, to be frank, I haven't... There are a couple of neighborhoods where they do this, but I don't know so many. And Flex, by the way, if kids are carrying around cans of mace...
No, not the kids. Of course, kids must go with their parents. You must not go alone tonight.
Yeah, especially past Bill Cosby's house. Or is that single women?
That's all women. Of them. They don't have to be single. Just if you're a woman, stay clear.
All right. Anybody else with Halloween tips? Ben, you want to add anything into this? Have you ever done any trick-or-treating? Ever had kids come up to you with
never.
Requests for candy?
I've heard them in neighborhoods before, but...
Are you meant to stock a certain kind of sweet if you are taking part in this stuff, or can you have a whole mix like sour worms and wine gums and licorice and chocolate? And
try have sweets that are already in packets, so you don't want to be touching other people's food.
Right, good, makes sense.
It's like suckers are good, but don't put sour worms and now you're picking out a sour worm putting it in. No.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not, you know what, I think I'll just be, I won't be at home on that day. And I'm not being a spoil sport, but I don't want to get it wrong. Just not give some kid, I say, here's some sour worms, and the kid has some kind of allergy, and then it's my problem, you know? That's just typical, that'll happen.
If your child has an allergy, then you as the parent, like, you are responsible for that situation.
Really?
Yes, because if I give your child something with nuts in it and they have an allergy, you as the parent must be there to say, oh no, we can't accept that, thank you.
Hey, Carl.
It's not my problem.
Hey, Carl, do you have a nut allergy, Carl?
Yeah.
Here's some nuts, Carl. That's what's going to happen tomorrow. All right, very, very nice. Enjoy your Halloween. Flax has also got some news about Apple, and they've really pissed off a lot of people. Tell us what's happened.
Okay, so Apple, I think it must have been a few hours ago, because I just caught on to this now, and it's trending and everything. They just released their new MacBook Pro. Now, it's a pretty cool computer. They've tried to incorporate, like, touchscreen technology.
Yeah!
So it's got what they sort of calling a touch pad. So at the top of your keyboard... You can legit just touch and like scroll through movies or answer calls by just touching it and stuff like that.
What does it look like?
It looks exactly like the old MacBook Pro, maybe a lot slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But this touch trackpad is really, really cool. I'd Google that because I don't think I could do it justice in an explanation.
All right.
But another thing that they've done is all the ports are the same. So this has pissed everyone off.
Uh-oh.
They've put lightning ports, so you have four of them, and you have to buy an adapter for anything you want. You can't even plug your phone into it. You got to buy a lightning adapter that has a phone plug on the other end, or you got to buy a lightning adapter that has HD on the other end. You've got to buy every single sort of accessory under the sun.
So you don't use USB on these new MacBook Pros?
No USB.
Ooh.
That's really going to mess
shit up.
You can't
borrow things...
But, you know, I mean, that's basically a big F you to your customers.
Of course it is.
As Apple. But you know what? The customers will still keep buying the products. They will still keep buying.
This makes me crazy. Yeah, this is like with the iPhone when they changed the charger from that big one to the small one. Of course, now everyone has the small one. They're used to it. But, man, it was a schlep. And now they've got their headphone jack is gone, so they're using just that one. Aye. Do you think they're just trying to make money out of us?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yes.
I remember back in the day, Apple standardized their charging for their laptops so that if you're ever in a coffee shop and you ran out of battery, you could approach a stranger and be like, hey, can I please charge up quickly?
Well, that's not true now.
Now you got to insult them and be like, hey, do you have the new MacBook Pro or you still got that old one?
And you know they're going to hate you when you walk up with attitude and you ask that. I mean, I've got a MacBook Air, and it doesn't have the same charger as the old Pros.
Yeah, no.
So if I have to charge my laptop, I have to find someone who has the same laptop as me.
But maybe that's their marketing strategy. They want people to also upgrade themselves at the same time. They don't want someone to come up to them and they don't feel cool because you got the new MacBook Pro and I still got the old one.
Yeah, but Apple charge such an arm and a leg for their accessories. It's definitely about the money as well. I mean, if they can force you to buy, I don't know how many different types of adapters just to connect your USB or to plug this in. You know, it's ka-ching.
I suppose. And also, we can't moan and then want the stuff ourselves. You know, you either you're in on this bandwagon or you're not. And you can always stop. It's like those people who refuse to update their software. I met someone like that the other day. They said to me, no, I don't update my software until, you know, I absolutely have to. Until my whole computer is going to crash, basically. Which is bizarre to me because I love doing that stuff. But if you do have the new MacBook Pro, then you're going to have to get new cables. And they'll obviously give you some kind of adapter that goes straight from FireWire into USB, right?
Yeah.
Just so that you can carry on using USBs. I thought USB meant Universal Service Bus, which meant universal.
Yeah.
Everybody uses it. Now it should be called UEASB. Universal Except Apple Service Bus. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
End of the day, it's a really cool laptop, this new one.
Yeah, well, it looks amazing. Looks very cool with that little strip at the top. I just took a look at it now. I was a bit distracted because when I hear about things like this, I get obsessed. Okay, on the way, we've got Kat coming in to take on O'Neill in a little bit of a music quiz. That and more to entertain you this morning. You can send us messages. You can talk to us. You can call us whatever you like. And here's a message from Kala from him for you, Flax. It's weekend time. Ask Flax if he knows the Pixies.
Isn't that flying creature like a Tinkerbell, a pixie?
No, the band, the Pixies.
Oh, no, I don't.
Do you know who they are?
No.
Okay, let me play you a song quickly from the Pixies to let you in. A bunch of people are very excited the Pixies are in South Africa, but I really don't like seeing some of my favorite bands from when I was at high school now because they're really old.
They're old.
You know? That chick from Roxette who basically had a stroke on stage. I mean, she's really old and she had brain issues and she came out here and performed and it was kind of sad even though she didn't do too bad a job. Here are the Pixies. Listen to this. Flax is called Where Is My Mind, which is an actual problem they have in the band now. They've lost their minds because they're so old. Right, this is from 1988.
Sure.
How old were you, Flax?
I wasn't even born.
That's right. So for those people who are all excited to see the Pixies, I definitely wouldn't see these guys in concert. But there we go. That actually, they used that song in Fight Club. Is that right?
Fight Club.
Yep. That's the one. All right, so Kat knew that song.
I did.
Didn't you?
Mm-mm.
Come on, you got a pretty good music knowledge.
I was born in 88.
Yeah, but you weren't born when the Jackson 5 did.
ABC.
Right, but you know the song.
That's true.
Okay, let's play around here. By the way, O'Neill was meant to take part in a quiz against you.
Mm.
He is? Oh, okay. Flax is going to get him. You got him there?
Let's just get him on the line.
Okay, let's. In the meantime, Kat, let's warm you up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So how's this going to work? A simple, you play a song.
I'm going to play a little bit of a song.
And name.
Yeah. They're going to scream their name, and if they can get it. Hey, O'Neill, how's it, man?
Oh,
great line where you are. Are you in Botswana again?
No.
That sounds
like you've been hitting the head on The Walking Dead. All right.
Is this better?
That's better. Thank you. What were you doing? Were you been lying in bed?
No. I was actually here for a meeting. I'm done with my meeting. I'm about to head back.
All right. Oh. Let's play a game now. This is how it's going to work. Okay. You know, Katleho Molai thinks she's quite impressive when it comes to knowing all her music, right?
Yes, just because she knows Justin Bieber's catalog, yeah.
Yeah, correct.
What?
So you obviously have been a DJ for a long time. You have an extensive and amazing music knowledge. And I thought this morning we'd have a little competition between the two of you. I've got a lot of old music here, and we see who knows the most. All right?
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm going to play you a little clip. If you think you know, scream out your name, and then I'll let you answer. Do not shout the answer out, otherwise you'll be punished.
Okay, cool.
Okay, are you both ready?
Yes.
First song.
Cat.
Yes, Cat.
Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover.
Very good. 1 point to Cat.
I can barely hear anything.
Oh, you see, this is...
This is not fair.
Should we make them go one by one? Because, yeah. I mean, right. If O'Neill is struggling to hear...
All right. Okay, cool. Then let's try O'Neill in this one. All right, O'Neill, I'm going to give this to you now, and if you can't get it, then Kat can answer,
yeah,
all right?
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do it that way. All right, here's yours.
I love you.
Anything?
No.
No, I don't even know what that is myself.
Yeah.
What a terrible song.
Aye.
No, it's called I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, and it's by Nat King Cole.
Oh,
all right, okay. But that's very old.
That's very old.
Let's try this one. Kat, this is your turn.
Okay. What are we? That is Backstreet Boys.
The Tell Backstreet Boys. Very good. Yes, I want it that way. Very good. Okay, how about you, O'Neill? You ready?
Yeah, I'll try. Had these dreams so big
and so better. I don't know much. You know this, right? But
is that Gregory Abbott?
Oh. No! What are you saying?
Who the fuck is Gregory Abbott?
I can't hear properly, guys.
Let me school him.
I should have been in the studio.
Let me school you, O'Neill. That is Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. I don't know much.
Really?
Very
so
good.
You're gonna school me.
But I know I love you.
All right. Very good.
Maybe you must sing them back to me because I can't hear properly. Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Excuses.
Go ahead. All right, let's try this one. Either of you, whoever knows this one, you can jump in, all right? You need to show
how deep is... That's the Bee Gees.
That's the Bee Gees.
How deep is your love?
Very good.
Wow.
You really can't hear... You can't
it's
hear anything.
Guys.
It's not sabotage. You should have been in studio. There's right. No excuse.
O'Neill, we're going to do it again. We'll do this properly next week with you. I'm going to carry on playing with Kat here, but I'm going to let you come in next week and we do it properly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I don't think it's fair that she ruins your reputation because you're at a disadvantage.
And okay. The whole day, my day's going to be miserable all day. Okay.
All right, let's leave it. I'll get you in later. Let's go through some of these. Anyone on the team, if you can jump in. Ben, you're allowed to play. Flex, you're allowed to play too. Let's go.
Right. Queen.
Yes, Kat. Flex, did
Illuminated.
You jump?
You must say
ben?
His name. He said Queen. He has
You've got to say,
his name.
Your name.
Sorry, I said
Flex.
It was no, it was
he
Ben.
He said Queen.
It was Ben.
Sorry, it was
he
me.
Said
I
Queen.
Said Queen. Crazy little thing called Love, but I should have said my name.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
That's not Queen.
Doesn't count.
Is it not Queen?
That's Elvis. Crazy little thing called
exactly.
Love.
Exactly.
That actually was Queen's version, so Ben's yeah. right. But he gets no points because he shouted
Can
it out.
Can you play with in front of you, Michael?
Right. Okay. Are you all ready?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
We're going to start from scratch. No points for anyone yet.
Okay.
Because that whole Neil thing was an abortion. Okay?
Cat.
Yes, reunited.
Peaches and Herb reunited, yes,
Very
of
good.
Course.
Kat. Excellent. 1 point
Too
to Kat.
Too easy, Baba.
Did you all just right? say Peaches and Herb?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the. What do you think that's funny?
What are we going to name our band? He's got a peach. What did you
hey,
put in your curry?
Hey,
you think that's bad? Have you heard of Captain and Tennille?
No.
Peaches and Herb made some good music, okay? Don't yeah. judge them.
Flax, you should not argue with Kat about music. You'll always come up feeling a little bit less. All right, here, try this one.
Kat.
Yeah?
Minnie Ripper 10.
Yes, look at her. Minnie Ripperton with? What's the song called? That's
called
the song.
Loving you.
You're beautiful.
I don't know if anyone has been able to hit that note.
Yeah, that note. Right.
I think if you'd given Mariah a goal,
no, she would have 10
years ago,
that. Yeah.
She would have hit that
but
note.
But now she... All right, try another one. Kat, all the points to Kat so far. You've got three... two.
Two
out of three. All right, here's this one. Try this.
Mabali.
Tina Turner.
Yes, very good.
What's love got to do with it?
Very nice, Mubs. Ben, you were just a ball hair after Mubs in that one.
Yeah, it was a distance thing because I'm outside the studio.
He's in quarantine.
Ben's in exile. I love the way Ben and O'Neill have so many excuses for not being here right this morning. It's the phone line. It's being outside the studio. All right, everybody listening?
Yes.
Flax, I really reckon that you're going to come out last on this one, but it's not your fault. This is not your era.
I'm still on Peaches and Herb changing their name to Pineapple Pen.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ben.
Roy Orbison, Lady in Red.
Not Roy Orbison, Ben.
It's always confusing him with that other guy.
Christa Berg.
Mm. Try
0 points. Okay. Kat's still well in the lead.
Yeah.
With Mubs trailing behind, 1 point. Okay, next one.
Cats.
Yes, Cats.
Celine Dion, my heart shall go on.
All right, very good. Next one.
Nothing I can do. Cats. No. Oh. I know the name of the song.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Belinda Carlisle, Total Eclipse of My Heart.
Belinda Carlisle. 0 points, Ben. Bonnie Tyler. All right, next.
Flax.
Yes, Flax.
Shania Twain.
Ben. Oh,
Ben.
My God.
Yes,
did
Ben.
You ever know that?
Barbara Streisand.
No.
Bette Midler.
Yes.
Damn
well
it.
Done, Kat. But I can't give you a
Wind Beneath My Wings.
It's the same. Right.
Which was redone by, I think it was Eddie and Gerald Levert.
Very good.
Did you hear what Ben said?
What did he say?
It's the same thing.
Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler. Ben says it's the same person.
It is. Come on.
All right, ready? It must have been.
Ben, Roxette, must have been love.
Yeah, very good, see, Ben, hopping in there. All right, Ben's he's fighting for a place.
Yeah, yeah. He is.
1 point to Ben, 1 point to Mubs, 2 points to Kat. Ready?
No, three, me.
Yeah,
three, sorry.
I doubt this is Annie.
Can I get half a point by saying this person has been obviously put into a child harassment syndicate?
Okay, forget that one. It doesn't matter. All right, next.
Flax.
Yes, Flax.
Kid Rock, Sweet Home Alabama.
No, someone did it before Kid Rock.
I want to give you a point.
Was it Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
Let's give him the point for
prefer Kid Rock.
Sweet Home Alabama. All right. Very good. Next.
Darling, you got to let me know.
Should I stay or should I go? No? No takers. Mm-mm. All right. Next.
Well, I walked up to her and I asked her.
Ben is the Bee Gees, Stone of the Bee Gees, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
With Kissed Her.
Then I Kissed Her.
Then I Kissed
very
Her.
Very good, Ben. Oh, all right, a point for Ben. Now, Ben is coming very close
I know.
To you, Kat.
Kat is on three, Ben's on two.
All right, next.
Somebody redid the song,
Sean
Kingston redid it, but who's that by?
Yes, Sean version. Kingston did it before Sean
it
Kingston
sounds like
did
Ozzy
it.
Sounds like Ozzy Osbourne.
Sheryl Crow did it, and before Sheryl Crow did it, Led Zeppelin did it. It's Dire Maker. Okay, next one. Here we go next. Are you ready?
Nothing to say. Abba, knowing you, knowing me.
You didn't say Ben.
Ben,
so no
Abba,
yeah,
knowing you, knowing me.
No,
so
knowing me, knowing you, and you don't get
no, no, no,
that.
No,
my
no,
dyslexia
no.
aside, there's a point.
Give it to Ben, because then they're both on three, and then we can go into like the exciting
the
penalty
okay.
shootout.
All right. So that means you're dropping out, Mavs.
Yeah. It's
Flex. I'm also
throwing
dropping
in the
out.
Are you still on Peaches and Herb, Flex?
Apple Pen.
All right, let's go.
Ben, Aerosmith Crazy.
Not Crazy Crying, but I'll give it to you for Aerosmith. It's fine. You get one. Next one.
Damn it.
Ben, AC/DC Highway to Hell.
Very good, Ben.
Damn
Ben
it.
Is now in the lead by two. He's really caught up pretty quickly.
I don't know
quickly.
Any rock music.
All right. And I can make every time feel like the sound of the wind. Anybody?
I don't know, but he must have got lots of chicks despite the fact he looked very effeminate.
Sounds like Sher.
This is a woman, isn't it?
It's a man.
Huh?
It's
how can it be Sher, guys? No.
Chesney Hawks.
Here comes the chorus. Really wanna see you grow. Making love out of nothing at all. Anybody?
Nope.
Okay, Air Supply. Let's leave that one.
Air Supply.
Jeez, that's a tough one.
Elton John.
It's not Elton John. It's called Love Story, but I can't remember who does it. Okay, here, this one.
It's like rain.
Kat.
Yes, Kat.
Alanis Morissette.
Very good.
Ironic.
Very good. Okay, 1 point between you two. How about this one? Are you ready?
Hey Jude.
John Ben.
John Ben. Yes.
Ben John with John Lennon's Hey Jude.
Beatles.
Sorry, okay. Beatles. Yeah, that guy.
I'll give it to you. That's fine. There was some confusion.
You know what I find the hardest thing about this game? Is mentioning my name. It throws me out completely.
John Ben.
This is my downfall.
All right. How about this? That is why all the girls very thin, used to vomit a lot.
Okay, Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Twiggy?
No. No. Anybody? Karen Carpenter.
That's
close to you. Oh, you don't know Karen Carpenter?
Mm-mm.
Okay, do your research. This is very embarrassing. Try this one.
I took the good times. I'll take the bad times.
I love you just the way you are. But who sings
Ben, Billy Joel, I love you just the way you are.
Good, Ben. Look at him. He's tearing into the lead. 2 point lead on Kat at the moment. All right, this one. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in a love.
Is that not it?
It sounds like George Michael.
You're fantastic.
You are great.
No, it's that would be Paul Young with Love of the Common People.
Yeah.
And this one?
He walks on. Kat. Oh,
yes, Kat.
That is Phil Collins.
Very good.
Another Day in Paradise.
Apparently, he's coming to South Africa somehow.
For what?
I don't know. He's coming here for a concert. I got an invite yesterday.
UB40 are coming to South Africa.
And him. But it's all the old cuck bands.
That's what they do. They bring all the has-beens.
That song was done by Brandy and her brother, AJ.
What, Another Day in Paradise? Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
Mm.
All right. Very good. So far, I would say that Ben beats Kat by one.
Yeah.
Which is a very small margin, but well done to both of you. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right,
very nice. There we go. A little bit of fun for a Friday morning. Look at the time. It's 10 minutes to 9. Kat, what's coming up on your show with Katla Khumolai and Aria Kelman? What's going on there today?
Just some fun, basically. And then at the end of the show, we have a relationship expert. So if you guys have relationship problems, just message us and we'll help you.
Very good. Okay. Do you want to know how to make an iPhone 7? Mabali, you can make one yourself.
2 parts milk and add water or something like that?
Even easier than that. Listen.
Show you how to make your very own iPhone 7. Start with your now worthless iPhone 6. Using state-of-the-art sticky tape, cover the headphone jack. Now flip the phone over. This is a tricky bit. Carefully draw a 7 after the word iPhone. Now the wireless headphones. Grab your old iPhone 6 headphones.
Uh-huh.
And carefully remove the wires. Voila, wireless. So there you go. You've got yourself the brand new iPhone 7.
Isn't that good? That's how you make an iPhone 7. I think it's genius. King says the song is sung by Joan Armatrading, the one that you guys gave some air. Woody says I totally zoned out with that song. And Mama says, am I the only one who thinks Trump's kids didn't register to vote on purpose? You know they're not registered to vote, right? Trump's kids.
Well, do you have to? Oh, yeah, because you register with every election, ne?
Yep.
So we can't say for sure whether or not they've never been registered and have never voted, or if this is the first year that they've decided not to register to vote.
They've never registered to vote because they're spoiled little brats and they don't care about voting. Suddenly their daddy's running and now they can vote. That's what I'm thinking, but maybe I'm being unkind. Carla says, GC, thanks for playing some of her greatest tunes ever. I'm busy lining up my playlist for a Hermanus road trip today, and you set the standard. Excellent Friday to all. Okay, well, there we go. Universal Service Serial Bus. Sorry to be that guy. Yeah, thanks, Carl. It's not serviced serial. Universal Serial Bus. That's what USB stands for. And lots of people excited about the sex show today, live from Sexpo.
Well, yes, please.
Yes. Plenty of people also blown away by that young lady we had in earlier. What is her name? Vuyile, right? Vuyina, sorry. Vuyina. She popped by with her song called I Know. And a lot of people love it. They think it's very, very good, including me. So there we are. All right. Let's wrap it up today with the unnews, and we will see you on Monday. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for joining us and all the rest. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Mubs. Thank you, Flax. And have a good weekend. Here's what you need to know. Jeez. So many goddamn papers. Jacob Zuma has hit back at negative reports about him sleeping in Parliament this week during Pravin Gordhan's speech. The president said he doesn't need to pay attention to where the money's coming from. He has to just worry about where he's going to spend it. The green-eyed Afghan girl behind the iconic 1985 National Geographic cover, Sharbat Gula, has been arrested. Now 45, Afghan life has taken its toll on the now bedraggled old crone. But the producers of Cougar Town are still considering her as a replacement for Courtney Cox on the show. And finally, the Proteas are under the pump in their latest warm-up match against South Australia. Their bowlers are taking a hammering, and it doesn't get any easier off the field either. These randy Aussie birds are accosting them in hotels and public places, offering gobbies and wristies by the day. Russell Domingo says there's a planned distraction by Cricket Australia. Cricket Australia have denied this, saying that Aussie girls are simply like this of their own accord. We will see you on Monday.
This is CliffCentral.com.